Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Frank Lavin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of our China experts. He puts his money where his mouth is. He stays there. He lives there, runs his business, export.com and exportnow.com, I should say, right? Right, Frank?
Yeah, exportnow.com.
Exportnow.com.
Yeah, and Jim, we were just talking about how...
I want to set this up, folks. So folks, Jack Ma was just in New York. He met with Donald Trump. I'm excited about that get together. See, Frank, that's the kind of impression that when Donald Trump makes that kind of a connection this early on, that tells my audience, that tells small business owners, America is open for business. We're no longer the enemy. We're no longer going to be treated by like we're stepchildren, like we did something wrong, like we didn't build this. And when we have that kind of an impression that's made, that makes us want to go hire more people and buy more stuff, and it just rejuvenates. And the sentiment, the recent surveys show small business owners are excited about the future. Now, Jack Ma's company is trying to get American companies to export to China over his electronic platform,
right,
goods and services. But the goods, and that's great, but the goods are here, the customers are there, there's got to be an interface, and that's where you come in.
Yeah, exactly right, Jim. Thanks. So there's three or four elements that need to take place for that transaction to take place. We've got to get the goods to market, so there's cross-border logistics. There's some kind of customs clearance or regulatory approval, not always, but depending on your model or how you're doing, what your size of volume is, that's a part of it. Then there's the transaction itself, receipt of funds, remittance, and so forth, right? And that's what our little company, Export Now, does for U.S. companies. So we're a facilitator.
We're fulfillment.
Right, exactly right. So a U.S. company can sit in the U.S., and from their desk, they can run their China e-commerce store. We do all the fulfillment and financial settlement and remittance. You can wake up every morning and look at the China e-commerce dashboard, basically identical to the U.S. e-commerce dashboard. You can say, well, this morning I sold 400 items. I've got 10,000 RMB, which translates into X thousand U.S. dollars, and it's all going to be wired out to my account on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have that same control as if you're looking at a dashboard on Amazon or your own .com site.
So, all right, I can imagine some things that where opportunities would be. But if you were going to pick up the phone and call a handful of industry leaders,
yeah,
that small businesses operate in, and tell them, hey guys, there's low-hanging fruit waiting on you in China. Which industries would those be?
Well, I'd say there's a very important criteria. It's not necessarily the industry sector, but one thing is the size of the company, meaning you've got to have a certain degree of success in your home market before you really start thinking about exporting. So if you're just hitting your first $1 million in sales, I would say that's fantastic. You're on the right path.
Right.
But please give it maybe some time before you go to China. Why don't you go from one to two or one to five?
You need to be a little more critical mass.
A little more critical mass. So that's one. And we're almost hurting a guy. If a guy's at $1 million, we're almost hurting that person who's saying, let's talk about China, because he just doesn't have the management bandwidth, et cetera, to crack that market.
And you're also saying if somebody's sitting in their den right now thinking they want to start a small business and they're listening to you, they shouldn't say, I'll start exporting to China tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely right. You've really got to prove the idea in your home market and the successful brands that we just articulated. So our company helped launch Ocean Spray online in China. We helped launch Smucker's online in China. Now, these are very large companies, but the point, and you don't have to be that large, but the point is these are very well-proven, established products, whether it's
right,
craisin snack food or strawberry jam. You know, everybody.
But are there niches? But so what you're saying then is, because of the logistics, niche opportunities are not really profitable opportunities. Is that what you're saying? There needs you need to
so
have.
What I'm saying, first of all,
you need to have shipments. No, you need to have pallets. This stuff needs to go over there in pallets, not by UPS.
No, you can do it by UPS. No, my first point was simply size is important, and don't, as you said, don't just say, "Well, I've never sold anything in my life, but I've always thought about making a birdhouse, and why don't I sell that in China?" Because the first question you're going to get from people like me in China is, "Well, tell me what your U.S. sales are," and if you don't have any U.S. sales at all, it's very difficult to.
Well, I'll give you. How about fashion? All right, so I know somebody who takes T-shirts and has seamstresses working for her. And she takes an $18 T-shirt and turns it into a garment that American women are paying $400 for.
Uh-huh.
It's a fashion garment.
That's
is that the kind of thing that a Chinese woman would want to buy and would pay something for? I mean, so this person would ship 10 at a time over or something like that.
Right. But I wouldn't make that determination based on her margin's fantastic. So I love this story, but I wouldn't make the China determination based on the margin. I'd make it on total volume. So my first question to her would be, could you please tell me the size of sales? And again,
right.
She says,
well, let's say she's got plenty of sales here in the United States, but
well, then I would look at a Chinese.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something else. We look at what do you do on social media, because social media tells us the customer engagement. Does the customer love this thing, or is it just a commodity?
I need your website, Frank.
Exportnow.com.
All right, and so if they go there, is it pretty intuitive how they can do business with you?
Yeah, we'll do it for you. The real question, you asked the right question, which is, will this work in China? Because not every product works, not every business is ready to go.
When we come back, Frank's going to be our geopolitics reporter. I've got a lot of questions to ask him about whether China and Trump are going to get along and whether China can behave or not.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.